باب تحريم تشبه الرجال بالنساء وتشبه النساء بالرجال في لباس وحركة وغير ذلك. The chapter on the prohibition of men imitating women and women imitating men in dressing, in their movement, in their gestures, etc. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المخنثين من الرجال والمترجلات من النساء وفي رواية لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المتشبهين من الرجال بالنساء والمتشبهات من النساء بالرجال رواه البخاري. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed men who adopt the ways of women and women who adopt the ways of men. Another narration states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed men who imitate women and women who imitate men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that He has created men different and He has created women different. They have distinct qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for them. And every person should be happy with what Allah Pak has created for him. There are certain things that a person shouldn't even desire. And these things are things that are impossible. For example, a person who is born in South Africa, now he wishes, I wish I was born in America. Now this sort of thing, it's even incorrect to wish because they are impossible. But now a person has already been born like this. So for a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him as a black person, this is an example, and he desires, how I wish I was a white person. Now, this is an impossible thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him like that. Similarly, if a person, Allah Pak has created him as a man, and now he desires and he wishes, I was a woman. So this is something that is impossible, and at the same time it is incorrect to desire and wish. A person must be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you get other things that are improbable, not impossible, but improbable. For example, a person in Nawal, he's in the ICU, he's not well, he's now towards the ending of the life, but he desires, I wish I could win the marathon, the comrades marathon, I wish I could be the winner. So now all this is not impossible, but it is improbable. Now this sort of thing also is not good for a person to desire and to wish. Why? Because now this is something that is far, is distant. If he desires these sort of things, what will happen? The only thing that will happen, it will create despondency in his heart. First is that level where it is impossible, it will create a despondency, sadness, if only I was like this, if only I was like that. And a person now is desiring those things that are improbable, still it's creating a desire in his heart that will lead him to becoming unnecessarily sad. If you rather desire those things in his situation, in his condition, that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you get those things that are haram to even desire. For example, a person sees another person who's a musician or a singer and he desires, how nice if I could be like that singer, I'll be so famous and I'll be so popular. So now to desire for things that are haram are also completely haram. It is not permissible for a person to desire. Then there are certain things that are good, a mustahab to desire for. For example, if a person sees one person, he's coming early to the masjid, he's there always early in the masjid, he's making dua, he's taking time out, he's reading his nafil salah properly, he's reading his sunnah salah properly. Or he sees somebody that's taking out time and he's reciting Quran every day, and he's making the point of reading this Quran, and he's taking out time and he's finding out from other people that, how do I correct my tajweed, how do I correct my words. Now he desired in his heart, how nice if I can be like that person. Now this is something that Shariat recommends and Shariat prescribes. This is something that is desired in Shariat, where a person hopes and he desires to do something that will help him and assist him in the dunya, it will help him in the akhirat, it will be some benefit for him. So now this sort of desire is something that is good. Or he sees a generous person and he wishes, how nice if I could be I could be like that person. That whenever he is getting money, he is spending. Whenever he is getting money, he is spending. So he desires to be like a generous person. So any act of good, any act of virtue, or he sees another person just helpful, generally smiling, generally helpful, generally cheerful. Now he wishes, how nice I could be like this person who cheers people up, who's helpful, who's kind. So to have these sort of desires is permissible. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is teaching us something else. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a person a man, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a person a woman, now they have been distinctly created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should never be a situation now where this woman wants to act like a man, or the man wants to act like a woman. What is meant by this? Where now a woman, for example, cuts her hair very short and keeps it like a man, so now she starts looking like a man. Or she decides she wants to wear clothes that men normally wear, shirts, pants, jeans, tops, etc., tight-fitting clothing, or she wears clothing. Even men are not supposed to wear tight-fitting clothing, but she wears that type of clothing that men generally wear. Or her movements, her styles, her ways, she starts doing things that men normally would do. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this so many years ago, over 1,000 years ago, that, and now it's becoming more and more clearer that women want to be more like men. And everybody is talking about gender equality. And this was something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said years ago. How Allah Pak created you, be happy with that. That don't even try and imitate. And the hadith is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed men who imitate women and women that imitate men. This was said so many years ago, and nowadays you find it openly that you get a woman soccer team, woman cricket team, like this, woman playing different sports, and a woman want to compete in the workplace, woman want to compete in politics, and everything that a man would normally do, you'd find a woman want to take up that space. And nowadays also you're finding men now that are starting to behave like women, keeping extra long hair in their tones, in their ways, in their styles, in their movements, and they want to imitate men. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us of this harm so long ago. It may have thought, that thought may have arisen in people's minds at that time, something that unthinkable, where are you going to get a woman that wants to act like a man and a man that wants to act like a woman? And this is something happening so openly. Now we see it in the new movements that are starting, this LGBTQ movement, etc., that there's so much more of these things happening, and it's actually now becoming encouraged. If a person happens to speak out against these things, now he seems to be speaking us out against freedom of expression, freedom of choice, etc. So these sort of things are things that are very, very dangerous. We find in the hadith to save a person from this, that don't even imitate the movements, the dressing, the style, the way of a woman. She is created differently. Allah Pak has created us men differently. Luan Muhadis, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ar-rajula yalbasu libsat al-mar'ati wal-mar'atu talbishu libsat al-rijali, rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the man who dresses like woman and the woman who dresses like men. We all would like the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all would like the shafarish, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who would ever like to take the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nobody would even think of wanting to take the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is narrating that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the man who dresses like a woman and the woman who dresses like men. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi stated that when each gender is forbidden to imitate the other in dressing, in postures, in gestures, in movements, in voice, so now it will apply to even greater degree the unpleasantness. If a person is forbidden just to imitate the other in dressing, the unpleasantness is even much more greater when it comes to imitating in the movement, in the gestures, in the voice. Even worse this is, so that a person now starts imitating in his styles, in his ways, he starts imitating women, or for that sake a woman who imitates men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different rewards, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different purposes. The moment we try to change that creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done and Allah Pak has made, we are trying to alter the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we try to alter the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person is only bringing ruin upon himself. It can never work. It can never work. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that the man has got men's duties, a woman has got woman's duties, they've got different responsibilities. Try and make them equal, try and create a gender equality. You're creating that imbalance in society. You may not see it immediately, but after a period of time, that whole society and that whole community has gone upside down. Nothing seems to work out. In a marriage, the simple thing like a marriage won't work out. Who's the father of the house? Who's the mother of the house? Both want to try and be the father, or sometimes both want to try and be the mother. Now, how does a child grow up in that house? How does a community progress in that society? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we appreciate and we happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi would say that rahat bakhashne wala cheez ye hai ke ufawwidu amri ilallah. The thing that will bring ease, contentment, peace in the heart is just hand over everything to Allah Pak. In other words, wallah, this was your choice, I'm happy. You wanted me to earn so much, I'm happy with the decision. You wanted me to be a man, I'm happy with the decision. You wanted me to be staying here, I'm happy with the decision. Whatever Allah Pak has given a person hands it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever my problems are, my worries are, my concerns are, whatever it may be, oh Allah Pak, I'm handing it over to you. This is the thing that will bring contentment, peace and happiness in a person's life. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.